Hey, everybody, on a brisk Wednesday morning, welcome to the studios of Grand Forks Best Source. You can see it behind me. You can see the banner. It's time now for your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. Standing by, realty expert Caitlin Ramseth with a special guest, and we'll talk with them in just a minute.
Real estate can feel a lot like this, but you should expect more when you're buying or selling a home. You should feel taken care of by someone who can turn jitters into awe. Someone with the tools and knowledge to help you find the one or sell yours.
We'll take it.
Someone who can make real estate feel less like that and more like this. That's Home Services. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services.
All right, and we are back in your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. Welcome to the studio. First up, your realty expert, Caitlin Ramseth. How are you today?
I'm good. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. How was your Thanksgiving?
It went really fast.
Yeah.
I ended up going home. Home is around the St. Cloud area. Mm-hmm. Went home Thursday morning and came back Friday morning.
Oh.
So it was really fast.
Yeah. But. Did you get your full fill? Full
I did. Yep.
Of all that?
And full
all that
belly.
Stuff. Got a special guest with you today. Senator, mortgage loan banker, Scott Meyer. How are you?
I'm well.
I had to throw that senator thing in there, you know.
Hey, we're going back to session here shortly.
Oh, so. And yeah, we got to book you on the show. Maybe we'll do that before you leave here today.
Yeah, we'll pencil us in.
Let's How'd go. Your Thanksgiving go?
It was good. Had family back in town. We went pheasant hunting out in Divide County, north of Williston.
So, son of a...
Yeah, it's a little bit of a drive. Woke up at 4 a.m. on Black Friday, got out there. My nephews, my uncle, or my brother-in-law, two of them, and my dad... Got about 20 birds.
Nice.
And walked about 14 miles through cattails, all
that.
I don't want to.
Not so nice.
I lost 8 pounds.
Really?
Oh, it was a lot of work.
But that's not a bad thing the day
for Thanksgiving.
After Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I probably shouldn't talk about that. I might get punched.
Yeah.
I know. Aren't you supposed to gain weight after Thanksgiving?
God. I know I did. I know. We had at our house for the first time in years. So for the first time in years, we actually have leftovers. Oh, man. I've been eating stuffing for a week straight.
That's
anyway,
awesome.
Should we talk about some of this stuff we should be talking about? I see you kind of titled this one today, VA Loans Mythbusters. Boy, it seems like we have been talking about VA loans a lot lately. Some good, some bad. What do you got to bring to this whole thing today?
Well, you know, VA, it's a big topic. It's an important loan to know about when you're getting yourself into it. And I thought that it would be a good idea to bring on a local lender here in the Grand Forks area. So, yeah.
Take it away.
Well, no, I appreciate Caitlin. We've connected a little bit more over the last few months. And any agent that is willing to better themselves by educating themselves, I love it. Mm-hmm. You know, I want you to be
well,
the best.
Well, you guys always work together.
Yep. Yep, exactly. You want to have that production partner that you trust and have certainty that it's going to be done. And she is. And that's one of our core values is excellence at Benchmark, which we always continue or basically say you're always striving to improve. You're always trying to improve.
Sure.
And that's what we're doing right here. Caitlin asked after we had coffee one day, hey, would you ever want to sit down? I want to learn more.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, by all means, let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's go. So we have, I made her a little cheat sheet of some things, just little things to know. And now we're just going to have a little bit of a deeper dive.
I think it's just you just love being in front of the camera.
Oh, man. Is this beautiful facial hair, right? Yeah.
Yeah, we gave hair and makeup the day off today.
Yeah, no doubt. I've lost my razor.
Yeah. Hey, that happens in the winter. I've kind of lost mine a little bit, too.
Yeah.
So when you talk about VA loans, Mythbusters, like what are we talking about, the myths that we hear?
You know, so a lot of times they might think that because they have no money down, it's a weaker buyer. You can have ones where it has stricter underwriting requirements. And I'm going to just read directly from the VA handbook.
Okay.
Okay. So the VA lender's handbook is intended to encourage underwriters to find a way to approve loan applications, which ought to be approved but may not appear approvable upon direct application of the credit standards. They should help the underwriter recognize that there are those whose lifestyle, minority status, or location require consideration of extraordinary yet valid factors in underwriting process in order to find a basis for correctly making an approval decision. Underwriters are encouraged to give consideration to every possible appropriate factor in seeking a proper basis for approving loan applications for a qualified veteran. So the key word you probably heard a couple times was encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
So again, when you're dealing with a conventional or an FHA guidelines, they're more rigid. Okay, you've got to fit that box. VA allows that flexibility, right? They say, hey, if you match what the VA requires, we'll get this approved.
Mm-hmm.
Benchmark doesn't have extra overlays on VA. And again, we're really making sure we're looking out for that veteran borrower. And again, there is so many different ways you can get around some of these conditions that come around. You could have them say they're separating from the military in a few months. Okay. or that says the ETS, estimated time of separation, what'll happen is this. You go, are you eligible to re-enlist? Okay. And then you have to get that from your commanding officer, and then you go and say, yep, I intend to re-enlist. Two little letters. Simple.
Yeah.
And again, it clears that LES, you're off, you go. And again, that just says my intention.
Sure.
They might truly in a month or a half go, oh, no. Not for me.
I changed my intention.
Yeah, it happens. But again,
yeah, it does.
It's one of those things. Like again, it's such a unique loan in that aspect. And again, my underwriters, I just love how they handle their business. I did work at a couple of bigger banks back in the day when I got into this crazy industry, and I wouldn't really try to do these loans because they were difficult. They were hard to put in, and all of a sudden you come to Benchmark and they go, hey. You better get on top of this
because
this is what we do.
Mm-hmm.
We do VA. If you can't get on board with it, you're not going to stick around for very long. With that said, over 50% of my business is VA.
Yeah.
We're a top 40 lender in the country for VA financing. So again, we just really push for that. So it's a unique loan product, but I think we do it very well, and we do it to take care of our veteran.
You know, one of the things about being a realty expert, Caitlin, is, and we talk about this all the time in these podcasts, having lenders that you work with all the time, part of the team, really, if you look at it, how important is it to have guys like him?
It's super important, and I like that you said the word team because it is a team. It's all a team effort when you're trying to make the transaction run smoothly. And that's something that when I met Scott and he said he was pretty big with VA loans, I knew that personally I needed to become an expert in VA loans because I know conventional, I know FHA. So that's why I came to him, and I'm really happy that I did because now I know a lot more with VA loans. So.
And now we can officially call you a realty expert?
Yes.
Absolutely. And we want her to be the quarterback. We want her to be the face of the transaction. I'm a teammate. I'm like a left tackle.
Sure. Well, right. You know, the unsung hero of the group.
I want her to get all the fanfare, everything. That's fine. And make the transaction go smoothly, and that's what it's about. It's a team aspect.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Feel comfortable, having trust is a big part of that.
Yeah, it's kind of like being on a hockey team. I've always said, as being an old player and a play-by-play guy, if I don't mention a defenseman's name at all during the night, that means he probably had a pretty good day.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing. Now, I would imagine you probably, if you would look at other realtors around the country, we probably deal around here with more VA loans than a lot of other places, I would imagine.
I would say, I mean, even just in my first year, I saw a lot of VA loans coming through. So,
I mean, not every town has an airbase.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you guys deal with a lot of veterans.
Absolutely. You have a lot of airmen moving in with being PCS'd. And what's going to happen with our current base mission with the reconnaissance ISR, we're going to see an influx of airmen coming through.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. So there'll be more and more opportunities for VA loans. We also kind of say a VA loan is recession-proof, meaning when that borrower comes in, you get their leave and earnings statements. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's basically their pay stub. You know what they're going to be making. They're not losing their job.
Sure.
They're not
right.
quitting.
Right.
If they do quit, I guess they're going to be going to Leavenworth.
But, yeah.
You know, so it's a great product like that. We call it a recession-proof loan. So it's one of those things. I appreciate an agent like Caitlin wanting to be better, and she's getting there, and I love it. And again, being that teammate, relying on each other to get it done.
You know, I heard somebody tell me one time you're only eligible for one VA loan in your life. Is that true?
That's a lie.
That's what I thought.
In fact, you can have more than one at the same time.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm like, no, wait a minute. I know a bunch of realtors, and I don't ever recall that part. Nope, you only have one. It's like a first-time home buyer's loan or something, and I'm like, exactly. I don't think so.
Yeah, there's many times we'll have a borrower and like, hey, I'm still selling my house in California, or I want to even keep it. What do I have to do? So you have a certain amount of entitlement available to you on your certificate of eligibility. I have to break out my handy-dandy calculator, and I can figure out you might have a small down payment. Mm-hmm. You have some little bit of entitlement left. So, again, I figured out and go, by the way, you can buy this house, but your down payment's like 4.5%. Great, whatever. Mm-hmm. And sure. At that point, I'm probably going to tell you, make it 5, because then your VA funding fee will reduce.
Okay? Right.
So there's some aspects there. But, yeah, you can use it as long as you have entitlement available. So, yeah. I've had borrowers that have done over 10, you know, it's just they move a lot. They get PCS a lot. They get wherever they go, they get a house. So,
I would imagine when you were sitting down with him, because he's fast
and
he talks a lot.
I know.
It's just like wah 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 blah 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 wah wah wah. How do you write? How do you keep up? How do you soak all this in?
He gave me a cheat sheet, so
that's right.
I don't know. I needed the cheat sheet. I'm one of those people who I'm a visual learner, so if I just sit here and look at him while he's talking, I'm like, it goes over my head. So he gave me a cheat sheet, so I had everything written down.
You know,
I need decaf.
You need decaf. And it's funny because it's kind of like the way you are with being a senator. You can tell by the look on your face. Maybe you say you call it decaf or whatever, but you can tell you're passionate. You love what you're doing. Yep. And that all helps. That all helps this whole big deal.
Yeah, I would say that, right? You should have a passion for what you do. Mm-hmm. And again, like I said, my company basically told us, you're going to become good at this. Mm-hmm. Like it or not, mm-hmm. you're going to become good at this. Yep. Because again, a lot of our leaders in my company are veterans. And they, one of the guys who's sure. out of our construction, our new construction side, he's a national speaker. His name is Chad Fleming. And his reason he ended up coming to Benchmark was he got, you know, screwed around by USAA and mm-hmm. said, never again. I don't want to be a part of this. I want to make sure my brothers are taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
They raise their right arm to serve this country, and they're going to be taken care of with their home product. So there yeah. it is.
So what do you think about when you see on television all of these national things that you can get? Oh, no, if you're a veteran and you want a new home, blah, blah, blah. What do you say about those?
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, the national lenders, like, they're going to talk about all the pros to VA loans and all that stuff. And I know that, Scott, you have people in your family who were veterans, right? Like, wasn't your father a veteran?
Yep. My dad, that's kind of the why, too, is like, why do you want to become better? And one of them is my dad's a Vietnam vet.
Mm-hmm.
So those guys got treated pretty poorly.
Yes, they did.
Very poorly.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I think having the local lender on your side who's passionate about it and they know they've been through it, they have veterans, like, they're there to 100% support you. And I don't know, I mean, I can't say yes or no with a national lender, but I think having a trusted local lender is going to go a long way.
Well, it's nice when you can, all right, I got questions for Scott. I'm going to swing by the office. Or I have questions for Scott. I'm going to call him. Or I have questions for Caitlin. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go talk to her instead of emailing, right. typing, trying to call and just getting the Espanol, press one, you know? I mean,
yeah.
It's nice to go face-to-face with people, especially when it's a big move like buying a house.
Did you take my notes?
No.
I mean, wow, there's hammered on it. Great. Nice work. yeah, no accountability, right? If there's an issue, Caitlin could just stop in my office like, hey, Scott, what's going on? We hope that never comes to that point
mm-hmm.
because we have open communication. I have an assistant named Jen Eckberg. She's fantastic. So no accountability. Don't have a call center. I called Jen my call center.
Yeah.
Now, I was wondering what you thought about my foreign language skills there.
You are bilingual. Do you put that on your business card?
Should have heard me in Europe.
Oh, wow.
I was doing the Joey from Friends. Do you ever see any French?
Yes.
Boo, blue, blah, blue, blah. Blah, blah. I kept getting elbowed. Quit it. Knock it off.
I took a year of Norwegian in college.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I can vahe at the do. That's about all I know.
Yeah.
But the reason I did it was there was quite a few good-looking Norwegian gals in the union, and they were speaking Norwegian. I'm like, I want to learn what they're saying.
Wow.
Really took that approach and realized I don't know what the heck they're saying.
Yeah, where I'm from, it's basically all Norwegian people there, and you go up around towns like Goodrich, Grigla, Minnesota, around there. They're as much Norwegian speaking as they can be without actually using the foreign language because they still, it sounds like they just got off the boat yesterday.
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I guess we will see you again on Friday.
Yep.
And if somebody wants to get a hold of you, realty expert Caitlin Ramseth, or you, Mr. Mortgage Loan Banker Senator, why don't you give me your phone number first?
My number is 320-267-6692.
All right. And how about you, buddy?
Hey, my number is 218-791-7655. But reach out to Caitlin. She's a great agent. You will be taken care of. She can find me from there. So always reach out to her.
All right. Thank you guys for coming in. Nice seeing you both again. It's been a while. Don't forget now, Caitlin Ramseth will be back again Friday as we go through round two of your Berkshire Hathaway biweekly podcast. Until then, everybody, have yourself a great remainder of the week.